Спасибо большое.
Thank you very much, Chair. Before I get on our comments about paragraph 22, we would just like to respond to the comments that have been made by the delegate in Mexico with regard to what NGOs are able to do at GGE meetings. In this regard, once again, we would like to remind delegations and all of those present in the room that on the opening day of the session of the group, the 25th of July, we agreed upon the rules of procedure in line with which the group was to conduct its work. These are the rules of procedure of the sixth review conference of the CCW, which are supposed to be mutatis mutandis. This is the review conference of the CCW, as I said. And so Rule 49, which was quoted by the Secretariat, is fully applicable to meetings of the GGE. We did come to an agreement when it came to the NGOs in allowing them to make interventions at meetings of the GGE. Although this is a matter which requires separate agreement from participating member states, as outlined in Rule 49. However, Rule 49 does not stipulate anything with regard to NGOs having the authority to make specific proposals at group meetings on draft documents that are under consideration. The NGOs are observers, and therefore they can only provide written contributions to the work of the group. In addition, if we all allow, they can also make interventions on issues which are within their competence. And that's, of course, given the agenda item that's under consideration. Therefore, any specific proposals or amendments to this draft document, the final report, in fact, are beyond the scope of the authority granted to NGOs under Rule 49. And this was also confirmed at the sixth review conference of the convention when we had already seen a situation arise in which representatives of NGOs tried to make specific proposals, amendments to the final declaration of the review conference. That's why we would like to request that our colleagues do not provide an interpretation of the rules of procedure, that they keep to them strictly. And we would also like to request that you, Chair, follow this closely. This is particularly given that this GGE is intergovernmental in nature and also given the lack of time that we have in order to prepare this final report of the group. Thank you very much. Also, with regard to 22,